Hey, Ruben.
Hey, so I already sent a request in. I sent you back an email, by the way, on the lease. The only
Okay.
question I have is, it says that the Korean name is S. It doesn't say House of Galbi. It might be an old name, but let me know on that before I send it in, please.
The S is the old name. We changed it.
Nope. So I think I figured this. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I think I figured this out just using my head, but I'm waiting for verification. This is what I think happened. When I spoke to your mom and had her call in the verbal, I told her, "Hey, look, select the payment date that's closest to funding. Here's my guess of what happened. During the verification call, she probably and she just pro probably talked to someone else. I'm not with Bluebridge. I'm not with the loan servicer that talked about the payment's due dates. They probably discussed October being the first date. My guess is that she wanted to have October be the first date. This is just a guess, but here's why my guess is there. Her second payment date probably is October. Her first payment probably covered all of September. They did the verification call on like August 10th or 11th. So she has 20 or 19 days out of 30 that need to be accounted for. And so that payment probably covered the rest of August. So her second, she's probably right. Her second payment is August. She wanted her first payment to be due in August, or her second payment due in August, and not August. She wanted her second payment to be due in October. But in order for her second payment to be in October, her first payment has to cover September. She's already prepaid that. However, we've got to collect the pro rata for the rest of the month. You move into an apartment on the 12th of the month, and if your first month is, your first payment is due at signing, that covers, let's just use an example. I move into an apartment on August 12th. I give my landlord a first and last payment. I tell my landlord I want my second payment due October. Okay, great. You prepaid me September, your first payment will due October. But I've got to cover the rest of August. It's just not free. It just doesn't sit there. That's my guess of what happened.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for a confirmation, but here's why I think it's right. If I do like 19 days, and it's part of the contract, it's called prorate or interim rent, there's nothing to hide here. But if we're doing like 19 days out of 30, and we're multiplying that by the 3,400 payment, we get to a very similar number of what was drafted for a bank account. So that is just my thought of what happened. I think she's right that the first payment, do you get what I'm saying? I think that's where the whole confusion stems from. I'm gonna solve this, but I just wanted to talk to you, and I think that's what happened. I think she spoke to me, then I think she spoke to someone at Bluebridge. They said, "Yeah, your payment can be October," and that's what's causing all the confusion. Her second payment probably is due in October. One thing, I sent you the stuff for the working capital. Your file will be made a priority. Just let me know. I sent you everything I need to get that approved.
Okay, thank you.
And you're looking for at least 100 grand minimum, correct?
Yes, 100 grand.
Minimum. Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.